Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, we've got the Walk to End Alzheimer's is in New Haven on Sunday, and we've got a bevel of people in studio to talk about it. Ladies before gentlemen, Christy Koval, our friend, the director of public policy for the Alzheimer's Association.
Hi,
welcome.
Christy.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again. Christy was at the Miracles event
nice
the other night. Danielle Chalinski is the communications manager of the Alzheimer's Association. Danielle, welcome to our madhouse.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Reverend Carl Anderson is the Vice President of Mission Effectiveness for Masonic here. Carl, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and you know, you actually have had an encounter with bears yourself.
I certainly have.
The Christmas Sunday service, right?
Yes, that's right. One came out for the sermon, minister. And we kind of scared it off.
Well, okay.
But there will be no bears at the Alzheimer's Walk, right? We can assure people.
let us hope not.
Well, okay, so number one, the numbers, Joe, and you've seen them too. We're talking about 77,000 people who are dealing with this.
Right.
And it's not just those 77,000 people. It's their families. It's their friends. I mean, there are a lot of people that it touches. And it's a terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing. And it's something that, you know, we at Masonic Care and the Alzheimer's Association really work together to really, we're advocates for it, advocates for care, for those who provide care, for those who have it. The idea, you know, with Masonic Care, with all of our continuum, both our assisted living and our skilled care and our home care, all that we do throughout the state, a lot of what we do is for people with Alzheimer's disease and their caregivers.
And Christy, there's no cure, but there's a lot of progress being made.
There absolutely is. We host the largest research forum in the world.
And why do you do?
We do. The Alzheimer's Association International Conference.
I have no idea.
We do. This past July, 5,600 researchers came together. It was in Chicago. And there was a lot of great studies out of that.
Well, why don't you hang on for a minute? We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Why don't you pick up that?
Because we don't want to tire you folks out.
Yeah, no.
We'll not.
We'll be right back. And we'll tell you more about the walk, because that's really why they're on. It's just interesting anyway. I'm Ray Dunaway, and you are?
Jody Ambrosio here with Reverend Carl Anderson, Christy Koval, and Daniel Chalinski, all talking about the Walk to End Alzheimer's in New Haven. Registration 8:30, Sunday morning, ceremony at 10. And the walk at 10:30. And Christy, you were getting into something before we had to break hours ago.
Right, about what you've learned.
Talking about what we've learned about the disease.
Absolutely. So the Alzheimer's Association is the largest nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research in the country. And the Alzheimer's Association International Conference, some really interesting things have come out. What we do know is that research is moving towards lifestyle. We are recruiting right now for a study called U.S. Pointer, which is looking at ways people and interventions can help. So things like diet, exercise, sleep, and whether or not those things can be helpful in terms of avoiding cognitive decline. Also, a study that was shown to be really helpful was an aggressive treatment of blood pressure was shown to reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Yes.
Daniel, go ahead, Ray. Go ahead.
Well, no, but these are things that you can do. Does that just make it a slower process, or does it actually perhaps keep it away?
So that's the interesting thing. So right now we're looking at lifestyle because, as you know, there's still just five drugs on the market that treat only the symptoms. There is no cure for Alzheimer's disease. So research has moved much more towards looking at lifestyle interventions.
Daniel, 1,300 participants, 226 teams. How do you get the word out to all these people, and how many people do you need to help you put the event on?
The more people, the better, obviously. But social media has been huge this year. For our walk pages, now you can share your walk fundraising page to your Facebook page. So we're finding that more people are getting involved that haven't before, and also finding that more people have connections to Alzheimer's disease that we didn't know in terms of community and families and friends.
And we'll repeat this, but what's the website people can go to register or participate?
So alz.org/walk, and then on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at ALZCT.
Right. Rev, do you work with the families? There's about 178,000 people, I guess, who are caregivers. I don't know if that includes family or not. But do you work with them a little bit? Because, I mean, for them, it's got to be a very tough process.
We absolutely do, through support groups and other ways. You know, because when someone has Alzheimer's disease, it affects the family and the caregivers. And you see there's almost twice as many caregivers in the state of Connecticut as there is people who have it, because it takes a village. And certainly Masonic Care is part of that village. And our care, whether it's our homemaker and companion services or whatever we can do to help people in their homes or in our facilities to deal with it, because it is a very difficult thing to watch.
Eventually, do they have to transfer into from assisted living perhaps to a more intense program? Do you have to do that, or can you stay at home?
Well, I think it depends on the person and the circumstances. Certainly, we have the continuum to provide care for people throughout both the skilled and assisted living. But it really does depend on the person. Some people do stay at home, but generally, there gets a place where you really have to make a decision.
Chrissy, how about advocacy? How is that working out?
The advocacy, actually, we've really ramped up our efforts in the last several years. Last week alone, there was another increase that passed the Senate for NIH, for research for Alzheimer's funding. And this is really exciting because people are really getting involved. You know, they're speaking out, they're contacting their members of Congress. And as you know, with diseases like cancer and HIV, increased funding has led to more breakthroughs and treatments.
Does anybody know what it is, really? Alzheimer's. I mean, the fact is, do we know the mechanics of it?
So Alzheimer's disease is a progressive degenerative disease of the brain. There's no cure, and we don't know what causes it. There is some genetic link with a very small percentage of the population, but we actually don't know what causes it.
And also currently there's 5.7 million Americans living with Alzheimer's, and by 2050 this number is projected to rise to nearly 14 million. So with Masonic Care as one of our community care partners in the state, people are getting more involved with the Alzheimer's Association, and that's how we're helping to increase awareness and hopefully raise funds to find that cure.
Well, and Carl, everybody's working hard to try to find the cure, and yet Danielle just gives the numbers. It's going to triple in a period of time. That seems like there's something wrong there. We should be going in the other direction.
Well, I think the reason we're very involved is because it's so important to us, and it's a lot of the people that we serve. So that's why we have board members and staff members. And we also were part of the New London Walk, and we're part of the walk on Sunday in Lighthouse Point in New Haven. Mm-hmm. Really, that's because we really believe that we have to find some help and hopefully a cure.
Go ahead, Chrissy.
So, just to clear things up, age is the biggest risk factor for developing the disease.
Okay.
And, since Masonic Care is one of our community care partners, we are seeing an increase in the number of people diagnosed because awareness has increased.
I think that's
but
it.
Also we're aging as a nation and as a state. Connecticut is the seventh oldest state in the country. The whole New England region is aging. So because age is the biggest risk factor, that's why you're seeing and hearing a lot more about this.
I want to ask you a question. I had a good friend whose father died of Alzheimer's, and it was a long process. It was 10 years. And eventually he was staying in their condo. Then they had to put him in a nursing home, stuff like that. But he couldn't talk and he couldn't do much. But do you know what's going on? In other words, if you have, Alzheimer's, do you know what's going on at all, but you can't express it?
Many times you do. It depends. Does the brain changes? There are different ways to get to where a person, you can understand what's going on. Remember, visual fields cut down considerably with Alzheimer's disease. The brain shrinks. And in that time, but there's still a way, and there's a wonderful video by Naomi File out that talks about how you can get in even when someone has severe dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
You've already raised 74% of your goal, $305,000.
So let's go.
A little bit to go. Danielle, why don't you give people the website again, how they can get involved?
So alz.org/walk. We have 7 walks throughout the state, September and October, and we have 3 more to go. So there's 2 this weekend, 1 in New Haven, 1 in Danbury, and then 1 more on October 14th in Hartford.
Well, we hope the weather's great at all of them. Yeah. Danielle Chelinski, Kristy Koval, Reverend Carl Anderson, all talking about the important walk to end Alzheimer's, specifically the one in the Elm City on Sunday. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate
having
being
us.
Part of the madness.
Actually, it looks like a nice Sunday, 70 to 75.
Yeah, 5-day forecast. Let's go with that.
We don't usually check.
The 5-day forecast has never been wrong.
Check in with us on Saturday, okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.